News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Bernardo's annual back to school survey has been released, highlighting the real cost to parents of Ireland's free education system. Its CEO, Suzanne Connolly, joins us now. Suzanne, what is the real cost?
Well, parents have told us they're really struggling. So we had 910 parents who participated, and 70% of secondary school parents and 51% of primary school parents said they're really concerned about meeting the costs. And one in five secondary school parents are borrowing from friends or taking out loans, and one in 10 primary school parents are taking out loans in order to meet the costs. So we know it's a real issue for parents out there, and they're stressed and anxious. And one parent talked about being part of the working poor.
Yeah, which is undoubtedly the case. And there is undoubtedly people for whom the return to school is a nightmare, and they really struggle to make ends meet. Does 70% of people, does that exaggerate the problem, though?
I don't think so, because remember, school costs are also compounded by other costs that families are struggling with. So we know that mortgage interest is quite high. We know that cost of living has been an issue for the last 2 to 3 years. And remember, costs have increased. Now, the government has made progress. I mean, parents are delighted at the fact that now there is free school books up to junior cycle, and we're calling on the government to extend that to obviously the leaving cert. But the parents are also saying to us that they really want the uniforms to be affordable. There should not be crested uniforms. And we're calling on the government to implement their own circular, the 2017 circular. And the other thing parents are saying to us is that voluntary contributions do not feel voluntary. And there's 62% of primary school parents and 68% of secondary said that they feel obliged to pay those voluntary contributions. So we're saying to the government, pay the schools enough so they don't need to ask.
Okay. Like some of the costs, when such surveys come out, I have to say, and again, I'm not in any way doubting that there are people who really do struggle at this time of year, but some of the costs that are mentioned that people spend on school uniforms, I kind of wonder where they're shopping, because, I mean, like, I did a rough calculation. We only one left in school at this stage. Like most of the school uniform from last year is still fine to wear. We have to buy a new jacket for 60 quid, a PE top for 25 euro, 85 quid. That's, and yet you hear costs of people spending hundreds of euros on school uniforms.
Yeah, exactly. I think the costs are very much influenced by whether or not it's a branded school uniform with crests associated. And then what parents are saying to us, like, it's not just the, you know, the coat and, you know, the clothes, like the trousers or the skirt, but it's also the PE equipment. And the other thing to bear in mind is that in families where there are more than two children, those costs are really felt. And of course, children grow a lot in teenage years, you know, both in terms of their height and obviously in terms of shoe size. So it's not just a once-off cost. It's a cost that you don't really have much control over if children need to have their school uniform replaced by virtue of just growing taller.
Okay, briefly then, what would you like to see happening?
Well, we really want the government to really take on board what parents have been saying to us. And we've been doing the survey for 20 years. I mean, progress has been made with school books, and we're delighted with that, and parents really appreciate it. But we're now saying to the government, in a country which we know is wealthy, we should have really free school education, which means the parents aren't asked for voluntary contributions, that school uniforms are affordable, and that school books obviously are free, and you minimise other costs to parents that are incurred during the school year.
Suzanne Connolly, CEO of Bernardo's, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.